Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the show. Hour three, always fun. We'll have Carter Bryant on in just a little bit, host of the Carter Bryant Show. Always have fun with him. We'll hear from Coach Ed Orgeron a little bit later in the show. He'll talk about Derek Stingley committing to LSU football. He'll also talk about the transfer of Joe Burrow. He was on Sports Talk talking to Christian Garrick earlier tonight, and we will hear that interview. I've got to give you a couple updates here on the events that are in place today. We always like to do this. College World Series first. Right now, in action, Oregon State and North Carolina. Well, since we went to break, Oregon State has tied it up. They were down 6-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Three RBI double, and they've tied it up 6-6 now with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. Once again, Christian Garrick shaking his fist at his TV in anger. There's no bigger Oregon State hater than Christian Garrick right now. Earlier today, we saw Arkansas defeat Texas Tech. Arkansas now a very popular pick to win the College World Series. We'll have to ask Carter Bryant about that. Let's talk about some World Cup now, because like we do every single day, we give you our World Cup update. Here we go, and we always add some audio to this, some great goal calls. We had a good one last night from Japan's upset of Colombia. Well, today, another trio of matches in the books, and they were all 1-0 victories. And we will start it off with Portugal and Morocco. Portugal gets a 1-0 win, so they have almost locked up their spot in the knockout round as expected. They've scored four goals in this World Cup, has Portugal. All four goals by this guy, Cristiano Ronaldo. Incredible tournament so far, and he really had an incredible World Cup 4 years ago. If you had to make a comparison, I think Cristiano Ronaldo is the Tom Brady of the soccer world. He's the guy that everybody loves to hate. He's very good looking. He always has the model girlfriends around him, the model women, right? But he's so good. We're talking about legitimately perhaps the best player of all. He's one of the best players of all time. If he's not the best, and if he wins a World Cup with this squad, and he has a tournament like this, people might start thinking that he's the greatest of all time. Tim, you love to hate Ronaldo too. I know everybody does.
No, I love Ronaldo. I love Portugal when we play FIFA. But I thought you were just going to say Aaron Rodgers because he has that 99 rating. We talked about them earlier.
It could be a little more Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers with usually the model girlfriends. He dated Olivia Munn for a while. Although now Danica Patrick, who's a very good-looking lady, dating her now. So Portugal 1-0 victors. The other scores, Uruguay, they get a victory over Saudi Arabia 1-0. Here's that goal. Suarez, big-time name, one of the best players on the planet, and Uruguay may be advancing on with Russia out of Group A. And finally, Spain, who had some problems against Iran. Iran not supposed to be anywhere close to Spain in this one. This one was supposed to be a cakewalk for Spain. It turned out not to be, but they do get the 1-0 victory on the back of this goal. One nil there. Tim, you're saying you could hear the vuvuzelas in that?
That or it was a giant swarm of bees.
They do kind of sound like a giant swarm of bees. I like that analogy. So a trio of 1-0 wins today. We've got some good ones tomorrow. Probably more intriguing matches tomorrow, so I'll look forward to the segment tomorrow. We've got Australia against Denmark, France against Peru, and also Argentina-Croatia. Argentina-Croatia, low-key big one, especially for Messi. Do you agree with this, Tim? If Messi does not get a victory here, people are going to start, and it's not really, that's unfair. It's not just Messi, it's Argentina. But if Argentina doesn't get a victory here, people are going to start looking at Messi and say, hey, this is now one of the guys, the greats of all time, that just can't perform on the big stage because he has that reputation after the last couple of World Cups and the opener when he got a draw against Iceland and he couldn't make a score on a penalty kick late in that game.
Kind of feel like Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are getting the LeBron-Jordan kind of debate going on this World Cup.
They are, although I don't know if that's apt because LeBron and Jordan, very good postseason competitors. Even though you want to say LeBron is 3-6 now in the finals, come on, he's gotten to the finals 9 times. Messi has not had the World Cup success, the success on the international stage. So you can unplug your ears now, soccer haters, like our opener said there. That's our daily World Cup update. And hey, this is what I will say, like I say every day. If you allow yourself to at least check out what's happening, you're probably going to be pretty darn entertained. It's hard not to be. Whether it's the Vuvuzelas or Pancho Villa's army that, again, Tim Zimmer ran into here. That is what the Mexican fanatics call themselves. Tim shaking his head. Are you staying away from the Hispanic food stores? Is that what you're trying to do? I always go to, what is it, Real? What's it called? Real Market? Real Market? Ideal Market. That's it. There's one on Broad Street that I usually go to there. I love it. I would, you know what? Somebody could paint my face up and integrate into Pancho Villa's army. Did you hear the hate that Landon Donovan got because he's doing a sponsorship for the Mexican national team and he's receiving all sorts of pushback from his old U.S. men's national team as that's their big rival? I understand why the men's national team would really dislike the Mexican national team after the battles that they have had. And I guess Landon Donovan, one of the all-time greats here for U.S. soccer, kind of jumping the fence there. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's have a conversation with Carter Bryant, host of the Carter Bryant Show. We'll talk about Arkansas baseball. We'll talk about LeBron, NBA draft, everything we can. Carter, coming up next. It's double coverage on WWL. Oregon State takes a 7-6 lead over North Carolina at the College World Series. Bottom of the eighth now. North Carolina 6 outs away from being eliminated. Let's bring on in Carter Bryant, as promised now, host of the Carter Bryant Show on 107.1 FM in South Arkansas. He's a stand-up comic. He's a jack of all trades, and we love having him on. Carter, what's up?
Good evening, Seth Frederick Dunlap. Happy NBA Draft Eve. Happy College World Series. Happy World Cup. And for those that aren't World Cup fans, it's a hockey tournament. It's great, man. How you doing?
I'm great. Now, if you actually knew my middle name, you'd have a lot of fun with my initials, but I digress. Let's talk about the LSU news here. You have to figure out that one for yourself, Carter. Let's talk about some LSU news here. The news of the day for them, Derek Stingley Jr., he becomes, and get this is kind of incredible, the first ever number one overall recruit to commit to the LSU Tigers, at least at Rivals.com. Big news for the Tigers, my man.
Yeah, and obviously after the cornerback fiasco this offseason with what LSU expected to come to Baton Rouge in the recruiting cycle, this was pretty big. Obviously LSU's very light at corner right now, and, you know, we could talk all you want about defensive back you. A lot of the players that have been the star DBU players were high-level recruits. Patrick Peterson was a can't-miss five-star prospect. Eric Reed was a high-level prospect as well, and the list goes on. I mean, you've got to have the thoroughbreds in the stable, and it doesn't get much better than Derek Stingley Jr., the number one overall player, period, player. And it's rare because I don't believe in Rivals history they've ever had a cornerback be the number one overall player. Obviously, you expect Greedy Williams to go pro after this year because, well, he's the best corner in college football. And you expect Derek Stingley to start right away once he gets to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, indeed. And not even Patrick Peterson. He wasn't even the number one overall guy. You know, is it time that we gave and I'm pointing the finger at myself here. We gave Coach O a little more patience here, trust the process a little bit, to steal the phrase up from Philly, as his recruiting chops, remember, that's what he campaigned on for this job, if you can put it that way. Joe Burrow, the transfer market, Terrence Alexander from Stanford, the transfer market. Now it seems like he's really solidifying this in-state recruiting class, Carter.
Yeah, and LSU vaults up into the top 10 just with Stingley alone. As far as recruiting is concerned, this last class was a little bit of a disappointment. Lots of offensive linemen and defensive linemen, not guys that you would want to come in right away and obviously start. But Coach O built the lines in this last class, and now he's going to look to get some really good skill players. And you look at some of the other five-star players. Carlo Thomas is another offensive lineman that's committed to LSU. It would be a miracle for him to flip as much as he tweets about LSU. Obviously, the next big player the Tigers will go for is Ismael Softure, the five-star defensive tackle. Obviously, LSU is going to need help there with the opportunity that Rashard Barnes goes pro after next year. So, as far as Coach O is being a recruiter, he's got a very talented in-state group of players to choose from. You have Ryan Clark's son, you have Devin Bush, you have a wide number of defensive backs that you can get in this next class. So this is supposed to be the golden class, Seth, this 2019 class. This is the class, once Coach O got the job, that all the recruiting writers said, this is the golden class. So we'll see if that's actually the case for the Tigers.
Do you hate recruiting and all of these recruiting sites and the analysis and the rankings as much as I do? Because I just think it's a little bit of window dressing. It's a crapshoot. It's a bunch of guesswork for the most part. I think there's some guys that are very good at their job. I'm not trying to take a shot at the entire industry, but I really don't like the recruiting side of this. I really don't. I don't think a lot of people actually. I think it's a lot of groupthink, man. And I can't stand. I can't stand talking about it.
Yeah, it bothers the living daylights out of me as well. And people need to understand, Derek Stingley Jr. can still go to a different school. That's the thing about recruiting. A kid can have a change of heart, and we will be mad about it for a little bit, kind of like with Pat Surtain Jr. He was never really committed to LSU, but all signs pointed to him going to LSU. We spend way too much time on recruiting. And here's the thing, Seth. It's one thing if you like a 2019 class, which is this next recruiting class, even though it won't be until February or if you're an early signer, December, until we actually know what school they're going to go to. But these people that follow, and it's the same thing for the writers and the industry and the people that actually consume this coverage, 2020 and 2021 kids, I mean, come on, please.
Yeah.
These are sophomores and juniors in high school. Most of them can't even drive. Most of them don't even know who Bruce Springsteen is. It's awful. So I highly stay away from the recruiting world because it is very weird.
Okay, so you just mentioned Bruce Springsteen. You know what I found out? This has nothing to do with football, by the way, but I was talking to Jammer, who's the program director for B97 here. Apparently they just told me, Carter, and this makes me feel very old, that the kids 18 to 24, that's their core demo, they don't care about Beyonce. Like, what? Like, I asked him, hey, really? are you playing the new Beyonce album? And he goes, no, these young kids don't care about Beyonce. They think she's too old. What?
Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, I do music shows as well outside of the sports show. It's the same thing in country music. You know, the demo has just gotten so much younger, so much poppier. And the less amount of lyrics that make sense, the better off are. Lil Pump with the Gucci Mane, where he says Gucci Mane 59 times in a 2-minute and 14-second song, and that song goes number one. Are you kidding me?
Well, the number one song on pop music right now is some girl who spells out friends, like FRIENDS or something. You heard that one?
Yes. Yeah, that is HORRIBLE.
really
I must say.
Come on, you can't hate. How do these kids not like Beyonce? Come on, man. This is like sacrilegious. Queen B, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm all with you.
Yeah, okay. Talking to Carter Bryant here, host of the Carter Bryant Show on 107.1 The Fan in South Arkansas. So you're up there in that great state. I say that, the liberal use of the word great there. What do you think about Arkansas baseball? Everybody thinks that they are now the favorites, man. Is everybody buying into the hype?
Yeah, I mean, they're the favorites. I mean, they're the most complete team in this tournament, 1 through 9. They have sluggers. They have great pitchers. They have this kid named Blaine Knight, who's 13-0 on the season. And there was 5 pitchers drafted ahead of him. I mean, this is a really complete baseball team. They should not only be your favorite, they should be your heavy favorite. I know the Mississippi State storyline is great. Andy Cannizzaro gets fired, and that's where they are now. Obviously, Oregon State or North Carolina, no matter how this game plays out, both of those teams are talented enough to fight their way out of the loser's bracket. The same thing for Florida and Texas Tech. But Arkansas is just so deep. And trust me, a lot of people are going to be like, that's just a Hog fan thinking they're going to win. Well, no, I'm not an Arkansas fan, which I'm an LSU graduate, which makes our morning show so much fun. But Arkansas, objectively speaking, I said it going into the postseason, they are the deepest team in college baseball. Now, I'm going to be fair, Seth. I know very little about college baseball, but speaking to people that I know that work in the MLB scouting circuits and all that, they all said the same thing, and they're proving it right now. They're just crushing everyone in front of them.
Yeah, they are. Well, Tim Zimmer's on the Omaha Hog? Is that the thing, Tim? Is that it? Yeah, Tim gives me a thumbs up.
Omaha Hog.
There you go. I got to ask you about the World Cup, man. Are you like most people our age, guys our age? We all like the World Cup, right? Like, this is our generation's thing.
Yeah, but you know what, Seth? It's weird. I didn't think the U.S. not being in it would affect me as much, but it definitely has more so than I thought.
Really? I mean, I'm still. You know what? I thought the same thing. I actually thought. Well, excuse me. I thought the opposite way. I thought it would affect me. Where, man, I'm just going to be bummed out the whole time. But the more I get into this, I know this is like blasphemy for U.S. soccer fans. I've kind of adopted Mexico, and I've kind of an adopted member of Pancho Villa's army there. So
yeah, and I am too. And it's weird though, because I covered international soccer for a few years for SiriusXM, and I really enjoyed it. Soccer is actually my favorite sport. But I guess just that rooting interest really, really hurt me. And the USA loss against Trinidad and Tobago. Are you kidding me? Trinidad and Tobago. What in the name of Clint Dempsey? But anyway.
Yeah, and then you get like the Bruce Arena apology tour right now. I don't want to hear from that guy. Like, why are people parading around that guy right now? There's nobody that I dislike more in the sports world right now than Bruce Arena.
You know what's interesting, though? And we talk all the time about greatest of all time and GOATs and Bah and all that stuff in all these different sports, whether it be Brady versus Montana, Jordan versus LeBron. You obviously have a very interesting narrative, since we're so star-obsessed with Ronaldo and Messi, and they both have such huge followings here in the States. You won't see statues of them here in the States, but people love these two guys. He had this back and forth who the greatest player of all time is, and it's always been conventional wisdom that it's Lionel Messi better than Cristiano Ronaldo. And I'm telling you, I have been raked over the coals about this, but Cristiano Ronaldo is a superior soccer player than Lionel Messi, and we've seen it so far in this World Cup. Ronaldo scores another game-winning goal. He has a hat trick.
Yep.
To win the game for Spain.
Carter, hold on. 60, hold that thought. Hold on. 60 seconds. We're going to wrap it up with you, okay? We got this hard news break that I can't get around. It's Double Coverage. Seth Dunlap hanging out with Carter Bryant, host of the Carter Bryant Show, jack of all trades, stand-up comic, works for 107.1 The Fan. Carter, have you ever had a harder transition in your career from that news update to Messi Ronaldo?
Well, no, because following my morning show, I have Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh, so I'm used to it.
So continue your point about, and I agree with you, by the way. It's interesting you brought up the GOAT debate between Messi and Ronaldo. Tim Zimmer, our studio producer, was just having that debate with me, and I think he kind of agrees with you that Ronaldo winning that battle.
Yeah, and it's not just confirmation bias for now. I mean, heck, look at what Ronaldo's done for club. I mean, they've won 3 consecutive Champions League titles. It is extremely difficult to do that, no matter who you're surrounded by. Portugal won the last Euro title, and Portugal doesn't have an amazingly strong supporting cast, Ronaldo. They still won the Euro title against France, a far superior team in France. And you look at what he's doing now four goals. He single-handedly won both of their games. You know, we get on Ronaldo for being such a good-looking dude and for having all these statues and having such a huge ego. But behind all that, he's very philanthropic. He jumps off buses to take photos with fans. He interacts with fans more so than a lot of global superstars. He has a very LeBron aspect to his personality. If he wins this World Cup, I mean, we're talking about not only the greatest soccer player of all time, we're talking about one of the greatest athletes of all time. And I was thinking about this earlier. Who's the best athlete I've ever seen in person? I was lucky enough to see Real Madrid play a few years ago. I think Ronaldo's the best athlete I've ever watched in person, period. And I mean, he's proven it here on the biggest stage in the world's biggest game.
It's incredible. He has all four goals right now for Portugal, and I'm with you. If he wins this World Cup with Germany and Brazil, the huge favorites, yeah, I think the GOAT debate is settled. Carter, always appreciate the time, man. We'll do it again soon.
Seth D., my man, next segment, we're only talking Andy Cohen Bravo. That's it.
Okay, man. Appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Carter.
All right, Carter Bryant, host of the Carter Bryant Show on 107.1 FM, the Fan in South Arkansas, big Andy Cohen fan, and yes, I am as well. I don't watch the Real Housewives, but I do watch Andy Cohen Show sometime. Nice work there, at Carter Bryant on Twitter. Coming up tomorrow on Sports Talk with Christian Garrick, he's going to have on guest associate member Nelson Stewart, my friend and coach of the Newman Greenies, was on today. Well, tomorrow we'll have on Coach Salt, Nick Saltafermaggio, Hahnville High School football coach. You'll check in on high school football in South Louisiana, who are the top contenders in each class. Plus, a big recruit commits to LSU, Derek Stingley, top recruit in the country for 2019, and the first ever top recruit to commit to LSU. Does that give you hope for the Tigers' season next year? Does it give you hope for Coach O staying with the program? That's tomorrow on Sports Talk, 4 to 8 p.m. right here on WWL. We will take a break. When we come back, speaking of Coach O, he was on with Bobby and Chris. Bobby wasn't on. Just with Christian, flying solo today. We'll have that interview for you next, right here on Double Coverage. It's looking more and more like Oregon State going to advance on to play Mississippi State in the College World Series semifinals. The Beavers have added another run in the top of the ninth inning, and they now lead North Carolina 8-6. That one likely will be complete before our show ends. We'll keep you updated. Also, if you don't have the radio.com app yet, be sure you get it from your app store. You can listen to us anytime here at WWL. Go to the app store, download the radio.com app, and then you favorite us. You can stream all your favorite shows, plus you can connect easy breezy with WWL on Facebook and Twitter. Again, that's the radio.com app. I'm using that quite a bit. All right, earlier today, Coach Ed Orgeron, a very big day for him recruiting-wise, as he gets Derek Stingley Jr. to commit to LSU football. Stingley, the nation's number one commit, according to Rivals.com. He also wanted to talk about, well, at least Christian Garrick wanted to talk to him about, Joe Burrow, the big transfer from Ohio State. Here's that interview. That was earlier tonight. Good stuff there from Coach O. Thanks again to Christian for that interview. I'm pretty pumped up here about LSU football today. I got to be honest. It's been not a lot of good news coming out the last couple of years for LSU. Struggles on the field a little bit last year. Recruiting struggles. Patrick Surtain jumping out. Great news today. Great news on the Burrow front. Terrence Alexander transferring in. Look, again, I'll say it, and not to beat a dead horse here, but he was brought in, Coach O, mainly, not just, but mainly on the back of his recruiting chops. And if he's going to be successful here at LSU, he has to be not just a great recruiter, but an elite top-tier recruiter across the country. Rough go of it this last signing day, but we're getting indications now that he is shoring up things here in the state of Louisiana. And some of these big-time recruits, big-time transfers, are indeed looking squarely at LSU. Now, will it harm O and LSU if they have some troubles on the field this next year? That schedule, we all know about it. Vegas saying 7 wins, ESPN's FBI, they're saying 6, 6.5 wins. Yeah, I think that would hurt. And some of these guys who have committed Maybe we'll rescind that. Maybe we'll have another Surtain. But right now, looking pretty good for Coach O. You can find that interview and an article online right now at WWL.com. Well, Oregon State has added on again. It's 10-6 now. Oregon State, the Beavers, in the ninth inning over North Carolina, looking like they will indeed advance on to play the Mississippi State Bulldogs in the semifinals. Oregon State would have to defeat them twice. We'll have another update on that one. And speaking of Mississippi State, our moment is in, coming up to end the show. Apparently, some Bulldogs fans having to sacrifice some, well, very personal things in order to make it to Omaha to watch their club. It's very fun listening in our moment is in. We'll do that next, wrapping up the show here. Seth Dunlap, double coverage, WWL. All right, wrapping up the show. Had a fun one tonight. If you missed any of it, good 3 hours. You can find the podcast at WWL.com. Your favorite podcasting app. I have an iPhone, so I just go to Apple Podcasts there, or the radio.com app. We talked a lot about LSU football tonight as they get Derek Stingley in here, the top overall recruit, according to Rivals.com, in the top 50 pretty much everywhere. And he's expected to be the cornerstone of this class, this very, very good class for LSU, even in-state, this coming year. Again, tomorrow on Sports Talk, they'll have Nick Saltafromaggio in to talk some high school football, and they'll also talk a lot of LSU. Tomorrow night on our show, the NBA draft is going to be underway pretty much by the time we get on the air. We're going to break down all of the picks live right here, and there's certain to be some blockbuster trades. We'll break those down as well. And we're going to keep an eye on some local talents, Tulane's Melvin Frazier, Chalmette's Mitchell Robinson, see where they go in the first round. Both guys expected to be drafted somewhere. And with the Burrow transfer and the Stingley signing we told you about today, is it really time to trust the process here a little more with Coach O? Give him time to complete, if not a rebuild, a retooling of this program. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, our daily dose of College World Series updates, World Cup updates, LeBron watch. We'll have it all. Final College World Series update of the night. It's going to be Oregon State advancing on to the semifinals to play Mississippi State as they're up 11-6 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Now, Oregon State would have to beat Mississippi State twice to advance on to the College World Series final. We'll see what happens. On the other side of the bracket, it'll be Texas Tech against Florida tomorrow in a loser-out game, and then that winner will take on Arkansas, and Arkansas would only need to win one of those two games against that team to advance on to the final. Arkansas kind of becoming the odds-on favorite to win it all here. Arkansas defeating Texas Tech 7-4 earlier tonight. I want to thank everybody who was part of the program tonight. Mike Scarborough, publisher and recruiting analyst for TigerBait.com. Bill Bender, Sporting News, Carter Bryant, of course. And Tim, who is, I don't have in front of me, who is the guy who joined us? A Tampa Bay Bucks reporter. I want to thank him. I can't remember. It was last minute. I don't have it. Trevor. ComputerReport.com. I want to thank you for listening. That was not very professional of me, Tim, was it, Tim? Should have had that down. But I want to thank you for listening. As always, this audience is the best. Thanks to Tim Zimmer, our studio producer, Diane Newman, our program director, and Todd Manessis, our assistant program director. We're back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll hand it off to Beyond Reality Radio next. And as always, we leave you with our moment is in. Speaking of Mississippi State baseball, apparently some of their fans having to sacrifice some very personal things in order to get to Omaha. Pay attention here. Listen to this. Again, Mississippi State fans on what they have to sacrifice to get to Omaha and watch their team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.